live in the 70s this morning. Blondie's Heart of Glass. You're at 3BA 102.3. Tim Bone, are you a 70s or 80s kind of guy, Tim?
Oh, I'd have to say, being born in 85, I'd have to be an 80s guy. Come on. Often at the farmer's markets, I put on an 80s mix to play while I'm making some toasties.
You'd be a Duran Duran sort of man, wouldn't you?
Or more Michael Jackson. That sort of era.
Speaking of Prince. Waco Jacko moves, we might get to that a little bit later with Dancing With Our Stars.
Good segue there.
We just had Andrew Eales on from the foundation. They, of course, are organising it, and you are volunteering your time as a dancer, which is great. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But Tim, happy new year to you, my friend. Great to have you in the studio.
You too, mate. It's so nice to be back in the flesh in the studio and see your beautiful face. I was just driving in and listening to you and listening to Andrew from the Ballarat Foundation, and then the Grease song came on, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get in there.
Yeah, life's all right, isn't it, hey? Now, food makes life even better.
Absolutely.
You've been out and about experiencing some food that I haven't heard of before, but it's available right now in Ballarat, Tim Bone. Korean fried chicken. What's it all about?
Yeah, my mouth's watering just thinking of it. Yeah. But there's this new restaurant on Doveton Street next to Fika and where Mitchell Harris is, called Black Vault.
Black Vault.
And they specialise in Korean burritos and Korean quesadillas. So it's sort of a bit of a fusion with sort of Mexican Spanish food, but they put their Korean flavours in it. But I've tried their Korean fried chicken, and I would have to say it's probably the best Korean fried chicken I've ever had.
Wow.
Just like picture the best fried chicken, and then they coat it in this beautiful chili sweet sauce. It's amazing.
Did you come across this in the MasterChef kitchen?
Yeah, well, there was a contestant, Derek, on MasterChef that made Korean fried chicken in a challenge, and the judges absolutely loved it, and then he would make it. We would just ask for it in the house all the time because we just couldn't get enough of it. So it's so great to have a place like that in Ballarat now.
Yeah, okay. Look for it, folks. I haven't been there, but I'll tell you what, it's on the bucket list now, Tim Bone. Black Vault, it is called. Have you seen the new deck out front of the hydrants in Mackenzie Street, I think it is?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Just that they've popped it up there, and it looks really nice, and I think it's a great in terms of the era that we're living in. We're going towards that outdoor dining sort of thing, which is fantastic. I went there a couple of weeks ago, but they were super busy. I couldn't get on the deck, which was great for them. So I had to go inside, and I had their roast cauliflower salad, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. Well, my wife and I had breakfast there on Saturday. We got there a bit late, so I had to sit out in the sun with my Scottish complexion. So it was a quick breakfast, but it was very, very good, folks. So check it out, the new deck at the Hydrant in central Ballarat. Speaking of outdoor eating, Tim, have you seen those the new pods that have just launched today?
Yeah, I just saw them on social media, on Instagram last night, but I haven't driven past yet. But that's another fantastic idea that, really getting people to sit outdoors, and it's really got that Melbourne sort of feel to it, doesn't it? Yeah. I think it's great for Ballarat.
And let's face it, not every day is going to be mostly sunny and 33. So
not in Ballarat.
No, we need a bit of protection. So these pods, as we're calling them, are going to be fantastic. I believe they're only temporary, but who knows? Maybe if they work, they might be able to hang around a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's an awesome initiative. I think, I can't wait to check them out.
Tim, the markets, are you back?
The markets are back, baby. Yes, I've had a couple of weeks over Christmas just to put the feet up and spend time with Toby, but back out there now. I had my first one last weekend at the lake, and it was amazing. There's this bit of a stigma that Ballarat goes a bit dead in January, but I didn't find that. I sold out really easily, and there was people everywhere. Everyone seemed to have a great day. Nothing this weekend because I'm doing a big pop-up at the Dalesford Cider Company on Sunday. So, can't wait to see it. Tickets finished for that now.
They're sold out?
Yeah, sold out. Sold about 200 tickets for that.
Wow.
So that's going to be a big day of toasties. But it's going to be beautiful on the lawns out at Dalesford. I'm sure there's lots of people from Ballarat going. Yeah. So can't wait to see you there if you're going. But then back at the markets after that, on the 23rd of Jan, I'll be at Zoo Drive at the at the lake. So, it's so nice to be back at the markets, especially nice weather and, great to see everyone's faces and
And anything new on the menu, Tim, for 2021 when it comes to your toasties? Anything?
Always trying out different combos. I counted up the other day. I've done over 100 different flavour combinations of toasties.
Really?
Yeah, who thought there would be that many? But always looking for new innovative ideas and trying to showcase as much beautiful local produce as I can. We all know I use Salt Kitchen, beautiful stuff, and 1816, their bread. But always trying to branch out and try and come up with new creative ideas. Yeah, usually with a lot of meat in it, but I do cater for vegetarians as well on the odd occasion.
I can't believe you've come up with 100 toasties. I could think of ham and cheese, and then I mixed it up with cheese and ham, and that's when I ran out of ideas.
Yeah. No, you're only confined by your what your brain can come up with, but yeah.
You didn't go any further with the Christmas tart idea I came up with, the fruit mince pie toasty.
Sorry, Brett, I didn't end up giving that a run. Maybe next Christmas.
Feeling fobbed off, folks. Not feeling the love from Tim Bone, Ballarat's own MasterChef contestant. Hey, how's Toby?
Toby's fantastic. Thanks for asking. He's 5 months today, and he's sort of at that stage. He's rolling around heaps, and we've just started feeding him solids in the last few weeks, and which is great for me as a foodie to be able to feed him solids, even if it's just pureed pumpkin and avocado and pear and apple at the moment. But yeah, I'm trying to work out when I can puree a toastie up and feed that to him, but maybe not yet.
It's a great stage, isn't it? 5 months old when I've got this sort of mushy food and their fingers all in it and it's all over their chin.
Oh, just it goes from head to toe, like so many baths, but it's just so special to see. And he's been sleeping all night, but we're just waiting for that stage now when the teeth are going to pop through. And very worry, but touch wood, he'll be okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, 5 months old and sleeping the night through, and
we're
all the
pretty
solids,
lucky.
Tim Bone, you're doing something right. You're going to write a parenting handbook or something. No?
Oh, yeah, maybe. We'll see. Got to get my toasty cookbook out first.
Now, let's talk about Dancing with Our Stars.
Yes.
As I mentioned, you've volunteered your time. Who's your partner?
So my partner is Ash, who's actually the daughter of Shelley, who runs the dance studio.
Ah.
So I feel like I've got a little bit of an advantage there. She's been dancing since I think she could walk. And she's got her work cut out for her, Brett, because I am not known for my dancing, except maybe at rafters on a Saturday night really late and not doing a great job. But yeah, well, and we're doing the jive, which is really fast and feet and lots of feet movement. And
yeah.
I often look like I've got concrete boots on when I'm on the dance floor, but it's going to be lots of fun. And look, it's for a great foundation. You had Andrew on before,
and that's
what it's all about, just raising money. So if I look like a bit of a goose, it's all right, but we've got 3 months for her to whip me into shape. So hopefully we'll be all right on the night.
Tell me honestly, 3 months going to be long enough?
I don't know. I had my first lesson the other night and it went really well and I loved it. I'm also looking forward to it, like getting really fit from it, because dancing's such a good exercise.
Especially
as well.
Jive,
so
I'd imagine that would get your heart rate flying.
It was Monday the other night and it was 35 degrees outside and I was just a sweaty mess. But it's going to be good and lots of fun, and hopefully at least on the night I look like I know what I'm doing.
I'm sure you will. You'll look sharp anyway. We just might not look at your feet, but I'm sure you'll scrub up all right, Tim Bone. Details at the Ballarat Foundation website, where you can see Tim's profile and all the other dancers, and I believe you can donate nice and early already. $7,000 has been raised.
That's fantastic. And yeah, we want to try and raise as much as we can. I'll have tins and stuff at my toasty stall for people to donate.
Mm.
And for every $500 that people sponsor me for, I'll be donating an extra $100 on top of that.
From the sale of your toasties?
Yeah. So
good,
it's just
mate.
Anything I can do to help along the way, and just want to earn as much as we can.
Yeah. Love your work, Tim Bone. Thanks for calling by the 3BA studio. We'll catch you next month.
Good on you, Brett. Good to be back.